I was basically on the way back home from my other half, and it was raining and it was not pleasant, and I, for to cut some of the story short, I lost control of my car and span and hit a salt box, hit a give way sign, and thought I'd actually stopped and then realised I was still going and ended up in the river. It's still very patchy in places as to what actually happened, but I am one very, very lucky lady because 9 inches further into the river and my car would have submerged in minutes.
Now, it's the middle of the night, isn't it, this time?
It's about between 11:15 and 11:20 at night.
At night, so it's pitch black.
Yeah.
There you are, bless you, in this river, which is swollen.
Mm.
Did the water start coming into the car?
This is the thing I don't like because I'm actually still having trouble sleeping.
Are you okay to talk about it, Jenny? Because I don't want to make you talk about something
happy. No, it's fine. To an extent, it's basically I just remember the water coming up over the windscreen, then hearing this trickling sound into the car, turning my light on inside the car. The car was still running, and was running for a good long time afterwards, but hearing the water and then turning the light on and seeing the water coming into the car and saying a few things which are not appropriate for now, but actually panicking because I didn't know how quickly the car was going to go down. I didn't know where exactly. I was so disorientated. I knew I'd gone into the river. I didn't know where until it took me a good 30 seconds to a minute to get my bearings, by which time I was already sticking my head out the broken window, screaming my head off for help. And it's as I said in the article, that it felt like a good 10 minutes before anyone arrived. And actually, according to the people who got me out, it was at least a minute before anyone got to me. But everything was in slow motion.
So what happened then? People came, obviously heard the crash, heard you shouting.
There was one of the gentlemen that rescued me actually thought I'd gone into his back garden, bless him, and went out into his back garden to see what happened because he said it sounded really close. And then he heard me screaming and ran out his house to come and find me. There was another, there was a GP that came out because he thought I was being attacked and had bought a baseball bat with him. And people came to find, apparently, according to the woman that was hugging me, after I got out the car, I was screaming, "I'm down here, somebody help me." I'm having to piece bits of the story together based on what they've told me and what I remember.